looking me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
Listening to 91.9 The Cave with your host Aaron, and you just heard Rolling in the Deep by Adele, which was the first for the top 10 in North America and the last week of May. E.T. by Katy Perry was in second, and The Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga was in third. Today, we will be looking at music around the world by exploring 5 of the 7 continents, starting with Australia, moving into Asia, Europe, and Africa, and ending in South America. So enjoy the show!
Australia is an independent Western democracy with a population of more than 20 million. It is one of the world's most urbanized countries, with about 70% of the population living in the 10 largest cities. Most of the population is concentrated along the eastern seaboard and the southeastern corner of the continent. Australia's lifestyle reflects its mainly Western origins, but Australia is also a multicultural society which has been enriched by over 6 million settlers from almost 200 nations. 4 out of 10 Australians are migrants or the first generation children of migrants, half of them from non-English speaking backgrounds. Nearly 2.2% of the population is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It is generally thought that Aboriginal people began living on the continent 50,000 to 60,000 years ago. Australia is the only nation to occupy an entire continent. Its landmass of nearly 7.7 million kilometers per square feet is the flattest and driest of the continents. There are rainforests and vast plains in the north, snowfields in the southeast, deserts in the center, and fertile crops in the east, south, and southwest. About one-third of the country lies in the tropics. The flag of Australia is the only one to fly over a whole continent. The small Union Jack represents the historical link with Britain, a large seven-pointed star represents the six states and the territories, and the small stars from the Southern Cross, a prominent feature of the Southern Hemisphere night sky. Tourism is one of Australia's largest and fastest-growing industries. In 2002, 4.8 million international tourists visited Australia, a quarter of them from Japan and another quarter from other countries of East Asia.
I'm shuffling.
Fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get mine, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up a cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shake it out. Now you home with me, you're naked now.
Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun.
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave with your host, Aaron. We are doing a trip around the world in music. We are currently in Australia, and you just heard Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO, which was in the top slot for the Top 100 Singles chart in Australia for the month of May. Also on that list was Give Me Everything by Pitbull in second, and Rolling in the Deep by Adele in third. Another little thing that I am going to put in here for you is an animal that you would find in Australia. Now, I'm not just going to tell you about the animal. What I'm going to do is play the sound for you, give you a couple hints, play another song, and see if you can figure it out. All right? So, here are some hints. It lives near water. It mostly lives by rivers in eastern Australia and Tasmania. It makes nests in tunnels that it digs up to 50 feet long in the side of riverbanks or in deep crevices and little caves in rocky banks. It has a bill and uses its feet for swimming and burying. It curls its feet up under its body to protect them when they're walking on land. When it's underwater, it closes its eyes, ears, and nostrils and sweeps its head from side to side to locate its prey. They have highly sensitive bills, and they use their feet only when they're swimming. So, hopefully from that you have an idea. And coming up next, you're going to hear some world music from Australia. You're going to hear the Basement Birds with Waiting For You. So keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
Never alone. Don't think that you know things nobody can know. The light in your eye, you cannot describe all the lies, and I'm better off anyway.
Pastors to take you be further away, and I'll
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave. I hope you had time to think about the animal over the song break. So, if you haven't already guessed, it is a duck-billed platypus. It is one out of three mammals to lay eggs. This animal has low body temperature of 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and they have thick fur that provides water resistance. They have hind feet that are less powerful than their forefeet, and they are only used for steering. The platypus can be 1 to 2 feet, weighs usually less than 4 pounds, and has usually about 2 eggs that are the size of marbles. The platypus fills its pouches in its cheeks with food, and when the pouches are full, it surfaces rises from water, separates the food from the sand, and then grinds it between the plates it has instead of teeth. Their dives last from anywhere to 30 seconds to 1.5 minutes, and sometimes remains underwater by wedging itself under a log or stone. The duck-billed platypus hunts in the water for larvae, water snails, and small crustaceans. The basement birds. They are an Australian indie group composed of Kevin Temperley, who is the frontman and bassist, Steve Parkin, who is the solo singer and songwriter, Kevin Mitchell, aka Bob Evans, and solo singer-songwriter Josh Pipe. The group's mutual love of lush vocal harmonies and alt-country style was the basis for forming the Basement Birds project. The first single, Waiting for You, was first introduced internationally on Australia Radio in Triple J's Drive program on the 14th of April in 2010, and subsequently released for sale on the iTunes Store. We are now moving into Asia. Asia is the largest of the Earth's 7 continents. With outlying islands, it covers an estimate of about 1/3 of the world's total land area. Its peoples account for 3/5 of the world's population, and in the 1990s, Asia had more than 3.2 billion inhabitants. Lying almost entirely in the northern hemisphere, Asia is bound on the north by the Arctic Ocean, on the east by the Bering Strait and the Pacific Ocean, on the south by the Indian Ocean, and on the southwest by the Red and Mediterranean Seas. On the west, the conventional boundary between Europe and Asia is drawn at the Ural Mountains, continuing south along the Ural River to the Caspian Sea, then west along the Caucasus Mountains to the Black Sea. Many geographers prefer to regard the landmass formed by Europe and Asia as a single continent, Eurasia. The continent's greatest width from the east is about 8,500 kilometers. In Asia are found both the lowest and highest points on the Earth's surface, namely the shore of the Dead Sea and Mount Everest. To the southwest of the mainland is an array of archipelagos and islands extending east to the Oceanic and Australian realms. Because of its vast size and diverse character, Asia is divided for convenience into 5 major realms. These are as follows. Asia of the former Soviet Union, including Siberia, Western Central Asia, and the Caucasus. East Asia, including China, Mongolia, Korea, and Japan. Southeast Asia, including Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Turkey, Syria, Libya, Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the other states of the Arabian Peninsula. Unlike the other continents, Asia has an interior that consists of mountains, plateaus, and intervening structural basins. Asia's music countdown is very similar to that of Australia. Its top 3 hits were E.T. by Katy Perry, Blow by Kesha, and Just Can't Get Enough by the Black Eyed Peas, which were also on the list for Australia. So coming up next, you're going to hear Asia's number 1 countdown in May, E.T. by Katy Perry. So keep it locked to 91.9, The Cave. You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave. You just heard E.T. by Katy Perry, which was the number one hit in May in Asia. Another great song, which is more of world music in Asia, is Maylin. Alyssa Maylin Gray was born on June 14, 1989. She is an American-Chinese pop singer and songwriter based in Beijing, China. Maylin first appeared on Chinese national and worldwide television in 2006 with her younger sister, Su Lin, winning the first place on Beijing's television show, Arts of Our Land competition, performing a traditional Chinese Huixi flute duet. In 2007, Mi Ling and Hong Kong singer and actor Nicholas T recorded the theme song and music video for Walt Disney's Mandarin language release of the film Beauty and the Beast, which gave Mi Ling her first commercial success, with the song reaching number 2 on the Pepsi's Chinese Billboard pop charts. In 2009, she was a featured singer in the opening ceremonies of the 24th World University Winter Olympics held in Harbin. Maylin attended Berklee College of Music in Boston, USA during the summer of 2009, taking courses in music theory, songwriting, and performing. This was followed by a month of study at the Acting Corps in Los Angeles with personalized classes in acting, dance, and performing arts. But before we hear one of her songs, I am going to describe to you an animal that you would find in Asia. This animal has a height of 6 to 7 feet, a length of 11 to 12 feet, including a tail, and it weighs 1,000 to 1,500 pounds. It was once found over vast range and area now inhabited in Mongolia Gobi Desert. Adapted to cope with climate extremes, it forms small groups of 6 to 20, led by a mature male, and young males spend most of their time wandering around. Within habitats, there is desert, semi-desert, grassy steppes, and mountainous regions. In the summer, they usually live by dry valleys or nearby hills. In winter, they usually live by dried-up creeks or stream beds in oases. Their lifespan is 50 years. These animals feed and regurgitate their food. They chew cud in afternoon and are able to survive on sparse vegetation. They eat tough grass herbs, thin branches, and foliage of shrubs. They can tolerate great variations in body temperature, from 86 degrees Fahrenheit to 105 degrees Fahrenheit. It loses little water through perspiration and can go for long periods of time without water. I'm sure you can guess what it is, but just in case you can, I'm going to give you some time. So without further ado, here is Maylin.
はいいね喧嘩してもいつか怒れるよ同じ風の匂い嘘つくんだって理由があるの
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 919 The Cave with your host, Aaron, and we are doing a trip around the world. We are currently in Asia, and before the break, I gave you some hints about an animal. The last hint that you can get before I will give you the animal, and it's a pretty big giveaway, is that it has humps. If you haven't guessed it, it is a Bactrian camel. They have been domesticated as early as 2000 BC, presumed to be descendant of feral camel, are an important source of wool, milk, meat, and transportation. There are thought to be fewer than 1,000 wild left, and are now an endangered species. Which is really sad, because camels are awesome. But moving on, we are now going into Europe. Europe stands as the second smallest continent in the world by area, yet has a cultural diversity which can hardly be found in any part of the world. Besides, it also controls a large amount of the world's political and financial decisions. It is also the third most populous continent in the world. So Europe is also home to the world's smallest country, which is the Vatican, and is also home to the world's largest country, Russia. Most of the countries in Europe use the universal currency called the euro. The United Kingdom still uses the proprietary unit of money, the British pound. The only country in Europe not part of the European Union, which was formed in 1957, is Switzerland. Paris is the largest city in Europe, with a population of about 10 million. There is a lot of competition with big cities like London, Istanbul, and Moscow. There have been many countries created by the collapse of many unions that existed in the 1960s through early 80s. The smallest independent union that still exists is the Vatican City. One fun fact about Europe that is usually unknown is that no deserts inhabit the continent of Europe. Another fun fact is that three countries in Europe start with the letter I: Ireland, Italy, and Iceland. The thermometer was invented in Italy, and the piano was created in Italy. Another small independent state, a little larger than the Vatican City, is San Marino. Both are located in Italy. The longest name for a town is located in Wales and named Llanhyfrdawel, Llanfrynno I Barcud, Bryn Defrynthau, Trwynas I Llafaro Oli. The name means quiet, beautiful village and historic place with a rare kit under threat from wretched blades. Similar list of top 100s in Europe. The top three are On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull, Price Tag by Jessie J and B.O.B., and Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. So keep it locked, because after the break, you are going to hear about the mystery animal and you are going to hear some world music. So without further ado, here is On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull. Keep it locked to 919 The Cave. J-Lo. It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, darling. Get on the floor. Red one.
Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
I'm loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth, it's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brain, so don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no, cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck, darling.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor, yeah, we work on the floor. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks up. Pick your body up and drop it on the floor. Let the rhythm change your world on the floor. You know we're running shit tonight on the floor.
Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza, straight to LA.
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave. You just heard On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez. We are currently in Europe, and right now I'm going to play you a animal sound. All right, so if you don't know what that is just by hearing it, I'm going to give you some tips. They live in swampy flatlands of the European tundra. In summer, this rodent digs its home under fallen trees, tree stumps, and rocks. Here, it digs a short tunnel and a small chamber that it lines with grass. In the winter, it goes to meadows, where it builds a round nest that they line with moss and lichens. This nest is located above ground or under the snow cover. During the spring thaw, the nest becomes flooded and they have to move to higher ground. They also migrate, and every 3 to 4 years, their population gets so big they are forced to migrate in search of food. When they migrate, they don't travel in any certain direction, and sometimes they follow roads that lead them through human-populated areas. As for eating, they eat grass and other grass-like plants. They also dine on bark, leaves, moss, and lichens. To find food in the winter, they dig tunnels to get vegetation, and they search for food day and night, resting every 2 hours. So, coming up next, you are going to hear from Anna Morrow, so keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
Mas por que é que a gente não se encontra? No Largo da Bica fui-te procurar. Campo de cebolas eu sem te encontrar. Eu fui mesmo até à casa do fado, mas tu não estavas em nenhum lado. Mas por que é que a gente não se encontra? Mas porquê que a gente não se encontra? Já estou sem saber o que hei de fazer. Se seguir em frente, ai Madre de Deus, se voltar atrás, ai enxeados meus. Eu rio desde que tarde infeliz. Mas porquê que a gente não se encontra? Mas porquê que a gente não se encontra? Já estou farta disto, farta de verdade. Vou beber a bica, sentar e pensar. Ver se esta saudade, ai, fica ou não fica. E talvez sem querer não querem lá ver. Sem te procurar, te vejo passar. Sem te procurar, te vejo passar.
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave with your host, Aaron. We are traveling the world, and you are currently in Europe. Just before the break, we were talking about a certain kind of animal. If you haven't already guessed it, it is a Norwegian lemming. The Norwegian lemming is the most highly populated of all the plant-eating animals in this habitat. This animal is very important to the food chain. Birds that prey on the lemming are skaa, snowy owls, gray owls, buzzards, gray falcons, and gulls. Some mammals that prey on this animal are wolves, bears, wolverines, and foxes. As for Anna Mora, she is an internationally recognized Portuguese fado singer and the youngest fadista to be nominated for Dutch Edison Award. Her debut album was Guarda Minha Vida Nama, followed by A Canto. She sang in various night spots in Libison and became known on television performing fado with Antoine Pinto Basto. She became widely known in Portugal, had several television appearances that helped her to promote her record, which reached triple platinum for sales exceeding 55,000 units. The album stayed in the top 30 in Portugal for 120 weeks, and in 2007, she joined the Rolling Stones in concert for the Elevate XXI Stadium in Lisbon. She sang No Expectations with Mick Jagger, and after two big concerts in Conselheiros, Porto, and Lisbon, Ana Maria launched her first live DVD on November 24th in 2008, which has enjoyed great success with the public. She appeared at the World's Most Institute concert. With recognition from critics came also the recognition of peers, and in 2008, Ana Maria received the prize for Best Performance, Amila. In 2009, the rock artist Prince stated he was a fan of Fado and expressed interest in collaborating musically with Ana. Prince traveled to Lisbon in July last year. Her latest album, Leva-me aos Fados, which is Take Me to the Fado House, released on the 12th of October in 2009, has gone platinum and reached top 10 of best-selling albums. Her songs delight her audience and has begun her tour in the country and abroad with concerts in Northern Portugal, London, Canada, Austria, and Germany. Ana Maria is currently one of the most prestigious fadistas in Portugal, known for her excellent tone of voice, attractive appearance, and connection with her audience. Coming up next, we have Beautiful People by Chris Brown, which is the second hit in May for Africa. And when we come back, we will hear facts about Africa. So keep it locked, Kingston, to 91.9 The Cave.
Take
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave with your host, Aaron. You just heard Chris Brown with Beautiful People, which is the second on the top 10 hits in Africa. The first was Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO, which you have already heard, and the third was Just Can't Get Enough by the Black Eyed Peas. Africa has the largest river in the world. The Nile runs from Uganda to Egypt. It is 6,670 kilometers long. There are 54 countries in Africa. Lake Victoria is in East Africa and is the second largest freshwater lake in the world at 68,800 square kilometers. It is the main source of the Nile River. There are at least 3,000 distinct ethnic groups in Africa and 2,000 languages spoken in Africa. Arabic has the highest number of speakers, with over 170 million people speaking that language. The top 10 poorest countries are all in Africa. Six of the driest places in the world are also in Africa, and the hottest place in the world is in Libya. About half the world's diamonds come from southern and central Africa. 18 people from Africa have been awarded the Nobel Prize. African elephants are the largest living land animals. They weigh up to 6-7 tons and drink over 160 liters of water a day. Four of the five fastest animals live in Africa. Lake Malawi has the largest number of fish species in the world, with over 500 species living there. There are about 2,300 bird species in Africa, and unfortunately, on a sadder note, 3,000 kids die from malaria a day, mostly from sub-Saharan Africa. Now, as I've done for all of the other continents here at Kingston, I'm going to give you an animal sound and give you some hints on what it might be. Alright, so if you can't guess from that, these animals live in Central and Western Africa in their equatorial forests. They live in large groups. If they're threatened, they group around their calves. They mainly eat leaves and branches of bushes and trees, but also eat grass, fruit, and bark. They are 6 to 7.5 meters long, 3.3 meters tall, and weigh about 6 tons. These animals eat 300 pounds of food a day and have a 22-month pregnancy. And they also live to be about 70. So coming up next, we have Mamadou Berry with Snook. And you will hear about this artist and get the animal after this song. So keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave. Thank you. Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave with your host, Aaron, and we are currently in Africa. You just heard Mamadou Berry with Snook. Now, before I tell you about this artist, I gave you some hints about an animal. Now, if you haven't already guessed it, it is an elephant. African elephants use their trunks to help keep them cool. They first squirt a trunkful of cool water over their bodies, then they often follow that with a sprinkling of dust to create a protective layer of dirt on their skin. Elephants also use their trunks as snorkels when they wade in deep water. An elephant's trunk is controlled by many muscles. Two finger-like parts on the tip of the trunk allow the elephant to perform delicate maneuvers such as picking a berry from the ground or plucking a single leaf off a tree. But also, the elephant can use its trunk to grasp an entire tree branch and pull it down to its mouth. Mamadou Berry, a renowned Guinean saxophonist and former director of the Kaloum Star Orchestra, is still going strong in his 60s. Master Berry recently went into Conakry studio with the best local musicians to record his debut solo album Neo. This compelling mix of Afrobeat grooves and hypnotic Mandingo rhythms confirms that Guinea is still producing exceedingly good and original sound. Mamadou Berry began conducting Kaloum Star in 1969. The orchestra recorded a first LP in 73, which was followed by a number of singles. Kaloum Star, who eventually released their official debut CD album in 96, put themselves in the music map by modernizing Mandingo folk sounds and opening traditional music up to jazz and Afrobeat. Mamadou Berry's debut album is to be filed under Africa Cool Grooves. With his clever alteration of songs and instrumental tracks, Neo strikes a thoroughly seductive balance. Coming up next, you're going to hear Born This Way, which was number one in South America, and then you're going to hear a little bit about the continent. So keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, beige, chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola,
I was born this way, yeah. Ooh, there ain't
Welcome back, Kingston. You're listening to 91.9 The Cave. You just heard Born This Way, which was number one in South America. In second was On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez and Like a G6 by the Far East Movement in third. South America is a great continent, and here are some interesting facts about it. So Colombia supplies 90% of the world's production of emeralds. The driest place on Earth is the Atacama Desert in Argentina. It's a place with virtually no vegetation. In some parts of the Atacama Desert, it has never rained. Venezuela is home to the highest uninterrupted waterfall, which is 979 meters. Argentina is the largest Spanish-speaking country in South America. São Paulo, Brazil is the second largest city in the world with a population of almost 18 million. Many of the most important discoveries of dinosaur fossils in the last 30 years were made in South America. Evita, which is a film by British director Alan William Parker, was inspired by the life of Maria Eva Duarte de Peron, who was the first lady of Argentina in the past century. Brazil takes up 47.8% of South America. South America is unusual in that it's both highly urbanized and poor. The Andes are a tall mountain range that lines the western portion of South America. The Amazon River carries rain and snowfall from the Andes Mountain to the Atlantic Ocean. Colombia is a mountainous nation known for its coffee and citrus exports. Oil is a major source of wealth in Venezuela. Charles Darwin formed his theories about evolution while sailing Galapagos Island. São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro are the largest cities in Brazil, but the capital is a smaller city of Brasilia located deep in the highlands of central Brazil. And Argentina has become a melting pot nation. More people have immigrated to Argentina from Europe than any other Latin American nation. This is a sound for an animal that you might find in South America. This animal is 44 to 73 inches. It has a tail of 18 to 30 inches and weighs between 100 and 250 pounds. They usually live alone. The young stay with their mother for about 2 years, then go find their own hunting territory. The main population live in the basin of Venezuela, and everywhere else they are found in the wild, they are endangered. They eat from mice to deer. They wait in trees for unexpected prey, hunt mainly at night, and can run short distances to quickly overtake their prey. However, they tire quickly. They like to catch and eat fish, frogs, turtles, and small alligators. They are proficient swimmers, especially skilled at catching fish, and will eat domestic animals, especially where the forest has been cleared for farmland. So coming up next, we have Sierra Maestra with Pal Monte. So keep it locked, Kingston, to 91.9 The Cave. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Kingston, to 91.9 The Cave. This is your host, Aaron, and we are doing a trip around the world. We are currently in South America, and just before the break, I gave you an animal sound. And if you haven't already guessed it, it's a jaguar. The jaguar is one of the rarest of the big cats, and this is unfortunately due to human intervention. One causes the destruction of the jaguar's environment from deforestation to mining and timber. Some have also been hunted to protect livestock. A greater cause, however, is the fact that this beautiful cat has been an unfortunate victim of the fur trade. Beginning in the 1900s, the large-scale hunting and export of jaguar pelt has greatly reduced the population. Although there was a decline in the 60s, the number of pelts exported was still high. There was as many as 13,000 in 1968, for example. Although the jaguar was put on the endangered species list in 1970s, illegal trade and poaching still reduces numbers. Although there are conservation efforts, illegal activity continues to make the future of jaguars uncertain. Sierra Maestra are a Cuban band that started in 1976. They were the first group and remain the best of the modern era to play the old-style Sun lineup, Trey guitar, trumpet, banjo, giro, and vocals, as during the great days of the 1920s and 30s. They have been pioneers in reviving and now redefining this style for new generations, reintroducing it into the Cuban mainstream. They named themselves after the mountain range in the eastern part of Cuba as a tribute to the birthplace of Sun. And that's all we have time for today. I hope you enjoyed learning about Australia, Asia, Europe, Africa, and South America. If you want to hear more shows like this, keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave, Kingston. We broadcast from 8 to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
I've been around the world.